Liesl van der Westhuizen joining us in studio now. By the way, just in case you're all worried about Liesl, she's always here at this time of the morning. Her show starts at 5 o'clock on KFM 94.5, so we're not having to wake her up extra early on a Monday through Thursday now, in addition to the Fridays. Lovely to have you here. Good morning.
It's great to be here on this motivational Monday.
That's what Mondays are going to be about, right?
Absolutely.
Motivation.
I want to hear stories about real people, everyday athletes, their fitness struggles, their fitness journeys, and their fitness achievements. And this spot is all about just recognizing whether you've just done your first 5K walk or your first 5K park run or attended your first gym class or done your first 5 minutes of exercise. So I want to hear those stories. So please, on the WhatsApp numbers, please send it through to us so we can start sharing those stories. And it's just to motivate people to know that it is okay to exercise and you don't have to compare yourself to anyone else. So I thought I'd start this Monday by answering some emails that I got in the last week, because Business Insider ran a headline saying that a Chicago gym saw dozens of COVID cases after people attended a high-intensity interval training class without masks. And I read this article and I didn't check the date. And the date released was released last week, but this was a stat released from August last year. Okay. So I had everyone in a panic saying, this is the case. I'm too scared to go to gym. So I thought, let's actually get a voice note from someone at a local gym to tell us how safe gyms are. And then I'm also going to give you my unusual ways to keep yourself safe at gym, apart from the usual ones of wearing a mask, but some things that we don't think about. So here is a tip and some advice on what's happening at the gyms and how safe they are locally.
Hi, Liesl. This is Gillian Elson, head of marketing from Planet Fitness. There is a widespread assumption or perception out there that gyms are a high-risk environment for COVID-19, but research shows that gyms are safe and are not drivers of transmission at all. Our own research using 2.7 million check-ins through the entry turnstiles of our 47 clubs is seeing that the same trend is emerging from the UK, Australia, and the US, which shows that with world-class safety protocols in place, that gyms pose a very low risk of contracting COVID-19. Also, a recent study that was conducted by the disaster management authorities in Cape Town found that large gatherings were the primary contributor of around 42%, and that transmissions from gyms were only 0.0001%. So this aligns really well with the data that we've seen from the rest of the world.
And that is true, by the way. I mean, yes, she works for Planet Fitness, of course, wants you to go back to the gym. But there was also a recent study from the New York Times, and I can't remember who did the research or what the science was, but saying that gymnasiums are probably one of the safest places as far as COVID-19 is concerned.
And I've seen how strict they are with their COVID protocols for when you walk in. They're strict with their screening. They're even strict with their staff screening and often do a number of tests in the week with their staff. So, and we're seeing the headline, Virgin Active's headline last week was a number of memberships being cancelled and terminated. So we need to support our gyms. We need to go back there. And if you're nervous about it, yes, some interesting, quirky ways to keep yourself safe. No one's ever thought of carrying two masks for when they go and train. One to train in, which gets all sweaty, and you're going to leave in the same sweaty mask. So change your mask after you've gone into the class.
That's a very
good idea. Two or three, or carry a neck warmer or a buff with you. So you've got at least two or three. And when the one gets sweaty, change to another one. The other thing that I notice, and it drives me insane, someone arrives at the gym with their towel, their sweat towel, and they wipe the equipment down with a sweat towel. Then they wipe their face after their workout with the same sweat towel. It drives me insane. Please, two towels, one in red to remind yourself don't touch, that you're going to use on equipment or whatever you want, and another one for you to use on your face or your body.
At my gym, they allow you to obviously use what is effectively that massive giant toilet paper, right?
Whatever yes, or it is, the roll.
That roll. So for wiping down equipment, we use that. And of course, the towel you just use for your own sweat.
But you actually forget. And you end up wiping the equipment with your own towel.
I never do. Why would I touch another surface with my towel?
I'm trying to
give it just doesn't make sense whatsoever.
And then the big thing is, if you feel a niggle, yes, you can be a hypochondriac on that day. Don't go to the gym. If you feel like you've got a sore throat, sore body, or anything that doesn't feel normal, even if it's from training hard the day before, do not go to the gym and just give yourself some time to rest and allow yourself that time. And just remember that if you are going to the gym, you're doing it for you. So your Monday motivation is, it's all about you. Don't compare yourself. Your fitness journey is about you, and the experience is all about you and no one else.
best advice ever. Liesl, thank you very much.